ਨੇ ਮੇਨਾ ਦਾ ਮੇ ਤੋਂ ਸੰਤ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਚੇੜ ਮਾਰੇ ਦਾ ਮੇ ਬੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਚੇੜ ਸੇ ਨਾ ਦਾ ਯੇ ਰਸੇ ਕੋ ਮਾ ਸੋ ਨਾ
ਓ ਲਾ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ
ਕੋ ਦੋ ਦੋ ਸੋ ਦੇ
Yeah. So it actually goes the, from the other end. We have to look at it from the other end. So those who take the existence of self and entity as being valid argue, they attack the Buddhist position in saying, if you claim there is no self, then this idea no self is based on the concept of there being self.
Da meba mare, jinte kare sena. Da me sab nam to cheve sena. Da yeba re sena. Da da chan me na. Da me to sab nam to yang che si mare. Raba.
So in other words, if one says there is no self, this statement must necessarily arise from there being a self. So the concept of there being no self is based on the concept of there being a self. They're arguing then from this point of view that the self would be necessary.
Der he ba ta tel pha lin he ba re. Dami dami minda ta dami min jo gaya mi. Je par sab chu nam ko nyang yin de song rang yin tong chi sa la song.
So the root verse for this says without self entity not without self entity. Neither self-entity nor the lack of self-entity, and thus defying expression in any case, all phenomena which are to be expressed are empty by nature equivalent to nirvana.
Dham ti tanda karasana dham ebadam, dhami mimbadam, yang jyoyba kapsa dha chi jyobadam, Dah member jawab dah, dami member jawab enggak yang, member saya na, member jawab sahaja cuci tamje, kang jawab sahaja cuci tamje cuci kau, orang ini je tunggu saya na, yang ini le, yang ini dia tong orang ini tong, yang ini le dia pada tong pada, jumpa kerja. Rangin jitong basena nyangin ne de patan sobar da da ta da mi da ta da me patan da ta da me par je pa tham che rangin jitong ba hoy
so then the reasoning then is in using any formulation of this so no matter how one puts it whether one says there is no self-entity, or one says there is no lack of self-entity, or one says there is a self-entity and a lack of self-entity. Since any of these ways of putting it would not be something existing with a substantial nature, then all phenomena which are to be expressed through using such terms are empty of any substantial nature in the same sort of way that nirvana is. So, in other words, to use either the term self-entity or the negation of that in the term lack of self-entity are not states which are found existing as things or existing in a concrete way, having a concrete nature. They're empty. These are empty of any such concrete nature, in the same sort of way that nirvana itself is.
Da ta dami jebe sekyana yije mato kare chu tamche treba ta drawa chu tamche rangiji treba ta drawa tongpa ni nyangin len deba ta tongpa.
So in other words, there is no self-entity existing with a concrete essence where one could point to it and say there is the self entity, nor is there a non-self entity existing as a thing which could be pointed to as something having a concrete nature. Any term that one would use in referring to either of these would then bear this property of being lacking in any concrete nature, and therefore all phenomena, any phenomena, is empty of any such concrete nature, whether in terms of the one opposite or the other.
Da yo sampe namdo da mi sampe namdo ni yerwa te yendo da yo sampe namdo da mi sampe namdo ni ga yang jewa me pa twa pa ta wa namdo yang twa pa ta wa re rang yin je tong ba ni.
So one can relate this to the thought, the way that we think about this. So one can think there is a self-entity existing, or one can think, oh, there is not a self-entity existing. And in either case, these terms themselves are beyond any sort, they do not refer to a situation which has concretely arisen. They refer to the emptiness which is beyond any sort of mental fabrication. That's the way this is to be understood.
Okay, yeah, what's up? There may be a young Kajik in Mebari, Kajik in Meban, Gajik in Meban, Lalajik in Meban. Mobo Tam Jeran Yin Tong, Mobo Tam Jeran Yin Tong, the Hebara, Mobo Tam Jeran Yin Tong, but Heba, he saw on the Jetter, Kandijer. Mobo Tam Jeran Yin Tong Bam, two Tam Jeran Yin Tong, say today. Jarpuka thing Rawji Rebe Sanje Jarpuka Rawji Namarebe Honte Kanki Mopo Tamje Ran Yinji Tong Hisawate Kondo Chubarasaba Rekwangaki Yo Jarpuka thing Rawji Redam Yana Chutamje Ran Yinji Tongba Rekuduzi over a carre city.
So then, the dear Mepa Sena, the written Mepa.
Quality.
Dear Mepa
Sena, Mepa Mabe. Mepa Demba Tropar Mava Katsor Labar. So then, Mepa Demi Dugrava, Cheranga Malamari, Cheranga Higre.
So then, an objection is raised by those who. By those who claim substances as having true existence. And the objection raised here then is, so in there being made such a statement within the Buddhist teachings as all substances are empty of concrete nature, so this statement then, that all substances are empty of a concrete nature, is this something which comes down as a command, or as a doctrine, as a dictate from the Buddha, which you just have to believe? Or is it the case that all things being empty of a concrete nature is something which you would be able to understand using some sort of reasoning? So that question is being fired at in our direction.
Donna te kose ngopo ngopo mabe labare chu tamje tongba se jete tongba yin san de te pe zo go re tam dubse jere kwa yore se jere yor ta ta ko
sona ta ko sona. So the people who then take things as being truly existent then stand up in the back row and say this statement that all things are empty of a concrete nature, is that something which has been laid down as a dictate, as a doctrine from the Buddha, and you just have to follow it and no questions asked? Or is it something which you can come to understand logically through using your intellectual powers?
Tepe jindang tsang mare dupsi jirakpa yore, ta dupsi jirakpa hiki, derkepa. Kansar ngopo thamche je rangin jujin tsokpa, so su ngopo thamche la yume tesar tungwai.
So then the answer is, this is not just something we have to swallow, it's something that's established by reason. And the reasoning is presented in the root verse as follows. No substantial nature for each and every thing exists as a combination of cause and condition, and nor is it in all of them each taken separately, and for this reason its nature is emptiness.
Ngopo tamche je rangin jujin tsokpa, jujin tsokpa la meba kanhe, jujin soso wa namla yang, yopa mayin batise.
So if we then put it in to syllogistic form, then it would be given that all things are empty of a substantial nature. Given all things, these are empty of a substantial nature, because So, given all things, they are empty of a substantial nature, because there is no substantial nature existing within the collection of causes and conditions, nor is there a substantial nature existing in all of them if you take each separately?
Next one. Lakpa jujin tsokpa la yoba am yang na lakpa chakhe soso la yoga re te lakpa jujin tsokpa la lakpa rangi mi lakpa jujin tanda chakhe soso la yang lakpa rangi mi eba ser na lakpa rangi ki mara pa ta ko so kangpa yang te yin.
So then the reasoning is, to put it briefly to make it easy to understand, that there is no, in connection with the hand, there is no concrete nature of the hand as a whole collection. So if one takes the whole collection of causes and conditions constituting the hand, then that as a whole, as a collection, does not have a substantial existence. And also, if one takes each of the parts separately, one finds no substantial nature within each of them separately. And therefore, since one neither finds it in the whole collection nor in the parts taken separately, there is no, it is empty of concrete nature.
So
if we then relate this argumentation to suffering, then we can see the great beauty of it, because it means that if you take the whole set of those causing conditions constituting suffering, one finds no concrete nature connected with that, so one can't say it exists with a concrete nature there, nor if one takes each of the separate parts of the, each separate part of the suffering and looks at it, one will not find a concrete nature there. So the suffering is empty of concrete nature. If we then relate it to afflicted emotions, if one looks at the whole collection of that forming afflicted emotions, then one finds no concrete nature there existing, constituting those afflicted emotions as truly existent. Nor if one broke the afflicted emotions down one by one and look at them separately, one also would find within the separate types no concrete essence, and therefore the nature of the disturbing emotions is empty of a concrete nature.
Ta chu tam che ran yin ji yo re ka re sa na ran yin ji che ba yo pa ser nyam na ran yin ji che ba yo ma re che ba ka pa yo pa yo pa yo ser che ma yi me pa me ser che ma yi chu men ten ser yu me me che ba me pa ne ji sa ba zong.
So then from the other side of the room, as someone says, well, things of course exist because they arise. So if one then thinks things exist because they arise, then the following verse has been given as the answer refuting that. And the verse says, what exists, because it exists, does not arise. Because it does not, what does not arise. Not so... Not soothing phenomena, being not being is not. Because of not rising, there is no enduring and ceasing.
Sasuma.
So this reasoning then looks at arising, analyzing it from the point of view of the result, looking at whether that result exists at the time of the cause or does not. So if we take the first case and say it exists at the time of the cause, then the first line of the root verse is the refutation of that. Because if the result exists at the time of the cause, then because it already exists, it doesn't arise, because it doesn't need to arise, it's already there. So if we relate this to something practical, like suffering, then the If one says that the result, that is the suffering, already existed at the cause of the suffering, then it wouldn't need to arise because it would already be there. So if the suffering is related to friends or enemies, and if it already exists at the time of the cause, in this case, the cause being the friend of the enemy, then since it already would exist, it wouldn't need to arise. So then somebody from the other side of the room stands up and says that due to this reasoning, we have to conclude that the result does not exist at the time of the cause. That's obvious from the argument just given. It would have to arise. Therefore, it does not exist at the time of the cause. And if it does not exist at the time of the cause, then the arising of it can be refuted by the second line from the verse, which says, because the result does not exist at the time of the cause, then it is non-existent, in which case it does not arise. It being non-existent would be equivalent to a sky flower. A flower growing in the sky, it would be a non-existent thing, and in not existing would have no relation to arising.
Pena donga ji jiji chok pakap so donga tin me ba ina cheza te donga re cheza tan me na tene kabesi. Chek marwa. Donga ji jiji chok pak tu so. Chesa donga te mina kandasi chigre kang chevar sabat yo mare chesa donga yo mare thise na chig mare donga la javar thare ngama kheya te yan cha donga la jana sarpo la we akoswa
akoswa. So then if we take the if we relate it to the example of the suffering, then if the results, namely the suffering, does not exist at the time of the cause, that is to say, at the time of the collection of the causes and conditions producing the suffering, then since it would not be there, then there would be no arising of it. It wouldn't have arisen if it's not there. Put it that way.
Jo amate se yo ne yang kewa mare me ne yang kewa mare ye mi ni ka yin ba che kewa mare ana karir se na yang ta par kewa yo mare thup na ma ro wa ten da ore.
So if we relate this to the birth of a mother giving birth to a son in a dream, then it's clear that there is no arising of the son being the result arising at the time of the cause. Nor is there, nor can one talk about the son arising because the result was not present at the time of the cause, nor could one talk about the son being born from some sort of combination of the result existing and not existing at the time of the cause, nor could one say that there was no arising of the son whatsoever in any sense. It would be the arising of the sun in the dream is a deluded concept, is a mistaken idea.
Tatsab karne te bhai chuman thun se ye mi me se re ta jo to so ye pa ke go go ma do me ba ke ne go ma do ta jo to so ye pa ta me ba ni ka yin se na
So then, having refuted that the result could exist, that the result could arise at the time of the cause, since if it already existed at the time of the cause, it would need to arise. And having refuted that if it didn't exist at the time of the cause, it wouldn't be able to, or having established that if it did not exist at the time of the cause, it would not be able to arise, then one might say, well, then we have to put these two together to get the right effect. We have to say that it both exists at the time of the cause and also that it doesn't. Otherwise, we get into this contradiction. However, if one says that it both exists and does not exist at the time of the cause, this does not fit with the way it actually is perceived in connection with phenomena. Because if it exists, then one can say it doesn't, and if it doesn't, one can say it does. So the two exclude each other in terms of our experience. So one cannot say that they arise due to a that the result arises because it exists at the time of the cause and also somehow does not. So for those three reasons, there is these are the reasonings establishing that there is no actual arising. And the final line then says, because there is no arising, then there is no staying and no ceasing.
Korva donga tang. Korva donga tang ni mong chu chi. Ne pa me te. Kye va me pa se. Ne pa me pa ten se. Kye va me pa ten se. Kye ne pa me pa do.
So given the suffering and disturbing emotions found in samsaric existence, these are not present, they do not stay. And why are they not present? Because they didn't arise, like the suffering in a dream. So for example, the suffering of being burned by for example, the suffering of being burnt by fire in a dream is a case of this, or illustrates the case in point, because the fire in the dream never arose, and therefore is not present. So the whole experience of the fire in the first place in the dream is a projection, is a deluded idea. So then we can also relate this to ceasing, given the same subject, namely given suffering and afflicted emotions, these do not cease. Why? Because they were never present. They never stayed anywhere in the first place. So if they had been present, then they could cease. Since they were not present, they cannot cease. Well, or to talk about ceasing in that connection is not relevant. So then this was a brief explanation of four verses from the 70 stanzas on emptiness.
Ti chetang donga dang, donga tangbo, tangbo donga gom gogre, nipa donga rang yin me berhi gogre, chirang so ngoma donga mangbo gom yijire, ti se na tereng donga rang yin me berhi gogre.
So then in connection with this subject of suffering, in the beginning it's crucial that one meditates on suffering, and then subsequent to that it's crucial that one meditates on suffering as having no concrete or substantial nature. And as Rinpoche says, that since we all have probably meditated a great deal previously on suffering, then today Rinpoche feels the most important for us is to come to understand that suffering actually has no concrete nature.
Take it to Dunga than you monk and Yam Yung Yang. You said it. Dunga than you monk and Yam Yung was a yola. Then it Dunga and Yamor and Yam ever here in the young Cheta Jigamare. Cheperta. This in the young Dunga than Yamola. Chuchin Dunga than Yamona Jarway. Cheta Mitchips.
So then, Rinpoche has related these arguments to suffering and disturbing emotions. Why? Because he says that probably we have had direct experience of suffering and afflicted emotions. So if we can come to understand that suffering and afflicted emotions have no substantial nature, And so since we have direct experience probably of suffering and disturbing emotions, then in relating their lack of substantial existence to the suffering and disturbing emotions, there will be no danger of us falling into the view of nihilism, since we have direct experience of
these.
So then, later, if the teachers in the various classes then take these verses up and explain the words one by one, then we'll be able to gradually understand them, whereas it's not possible immediately on hearing it to understand the whole thing. So in general then, it's true of this subject of emptiness that it's not something that immediately on hearing it one understands, but it's something which one again and again has to listen to teachings about and again has to reflect over its meaning. Without any sort of mental fabrications, it is important to understand that relatively there is a dreamlike, illusion-like appearance. If one does not understand this, then one would get the misconception of there not existing at all. So it's not that there is no sort of existence at all for these.
Gewane ye je wo mu, venale ye.